كنت طوالي خونجو ويني وبساء انتهى في الشو.
There's a family in Connemara, Mohams, M-O-C-H-A-M, they call them. Their great, the family there now, their great, great grandfather was out fishing long ago, and he had his two sons with him. And they weren't catching much fish, but as they were sailing towards land, a fog came down. And when a fog comes on you on the sea, you throw out a stone. You don't throw out an anchor. You throw out a stone, and the rope is tied in a way. And if you can't pull the stone, you can release the rope from the bottom of the stone. That's the way that the knot that put on the rope. And when the fog cleared, they saw the most beautiful island they ever saw in their life just beside them. And one of the sons said, "We'll go into this island now and cook ourselves some fish." Because sometimes out on the ocean, when you catch a few fish, you go into one of these islands, light a fire, and cook yourself fish, because you don't need any salt. The salt water will do that. So they were just going to step ashore when an old man came down the island, and he said, "Please don't. Don't come near this island, or don't light a fire on this island. If you do, we'll be seen by the rest of the world. This is high Brazil," he said. "And we are under a spell to be like this to the end of the world. We won't harm anybody. But if you light a fire, something dreadful is going to happen. And if you don't," he said, "I'll give you this little book. Don't open the book for a year and a day, and you'll be a rich man." So, with that, the fog came down again. And when the fog lifted, the island was gone. So they came home, and the old man, when he came in, he threw the book on top of the dresser. He forgot what it was for. Something happened that they forgot about it. But after a week, one of the sons said to him, "What about the book?" he said, "the old man gave you." He said, "What book?" "Now," he said, "he gave you a book, and he told you not to open the book for a year and a day." And, "Oh," he said, "the book is up on top of the dresser," and they went to get the book. You know how people are so nosy? Somebody said, "Why don't you open the book?" "No," he said, "the old man told me not to open the book for a year and a day." Now, there were 365 pages in that book. And you see, with the terrible, it was like, "I have something here," and you say, "Oh, come on, let's have a look at it." He opened the book, and there were 7 pages full of the cure for bone setting, how to set bones. The rest of the pages were empty. And he became famous for, he only had to do with the man who got the gift first. All he had to do was touch anybody with a broken bone. And the local doctors in Galway got to hear about it. And they said, "There's a quack now, he's doing this and that, you know, he's done that." And they had him arrested, and he was brought up to Dublin. And the old Mater Hospital in Dublin, he was put in there into a room with the bones of a human being laid out on a table. And they said to him, "Put that together now, put that skeleton together, and we believe in you." He did. When they came back, he said to them, you should never have put a horse's bone on the table where the bones of a human being are. He gave them that bone. Now then they knew that he was gifted, so they let him home.
Tinscoltan do chuid olscoil na hÉireann Gaeilge is ea baile chun Joe Inniu. Tá an taifead a seo faoi chóipcheart, tá cosca de a úsáid agus ar is scaipeach an chéad.